In the Alaska Range, avalanches come with the territory. Denali National Park mountaineering ranger Dan Korn says just setting foot in the range means inviting some level of risk.
Avalanches are kind of one of the hazards of being in the mountains, and there's a lot you can do to try to avoid them based on the terrain you choose to be in. But if you're going to be in a certain type of terrain, then all of a sudden you open up that door.
So how do avalanches happen? Dan Korn says that loose snow avalanches start at a single point and widen as they flow down the mountain. So what you end up with looks something like a river delta. Slab avalanches, however, are rather different. In that case, a snowpack is built on top of what's called a weak layer. A number of factors can create that weak layer, but the end result is that it doesn't adhere as well to the packed snow above it. Dan Korn says those conditions are the recipe for a slab avalanche.
When you have that recipe, when you throw in a trigger, which could be the sun, a person, any number of things, that trigger could cause the weak layer to collapse. And then as the weak layer collapses, that can travel or propagate through the snowpack.
Slab avalanches can be very large, depending on how big the weak layer underneath is. The avalanche that led to the rescue of two Idaho climbers earlier this week on Mount Dickey was a slab avalanche. Dan Korn describes how the conditions were set up for the Mount Dickey slide.
Basically, snow was removed from somewhere else, deposited there, packed in fairly tightly, so it was a good cohesive slab. The wind can pack snow much better than snow can naturally pack. And then it was on a weak layer from the previous weather cycle.
In this case, the trigger was the two climbers higher up on the mountain. Once the avalanche started, Dan Korn says the pair turned back, but eventually had to call for rescue when the route below them was destroyed.
Where we picked them up was a spot on the mountain that everything below them had avalanched almost in 180 degrees, mm-hmm. that they didn't feel like they could safely get off of that area.
Pictures from the rescue site show what looks like an island of snow above the jagged line of the avalanche's crown. With high winds distributing snow unevenly in the Alaska Range, the National Park Service has advised climbers that conditions could lead to more avalanches. Dan Korn says patience after a snowstorm is one way to lessen the risk.
If you want any general rule as far as how to avoid an avalanche, it's give things a little time to settle for those bonds to grow stronger, and it can make it harder and harder to trigger an avalanche.
Okay. Harder, but not impossible. Dan Korn and the rest of the mountaineering ranger team will spend this climbing season looking out for the risk of avalanche as well as the other hazards that come along as soon as anyone sets foot in the Alaska Range. With the Denali Report, I'm Philip Manning.